final segment of our open home hour here at Rosie on the House for this Saturday's broadcast. We cover a weekly to-do in this open home hour, and we've invited Chuck into the house to talk about taking care of that. And we were going into a topic about this R22, and I just felt it needed a little bit more coverage. Okay. Basically, that article states it's illegal to make it, but it's not illegal to use it or reuse. It sounded like you could recycle the product.
You can. There's a rapid recovery is the people that we use to do EPA level reclaiming of refrigerants on when we do 22. Actually, any refrigerant we use rapid recovery, and that's a free plug for them because they're great. They really are. But they come out, they recover the refrigerant, they guarantee it for purity, and they filter it and do all the fun stuff. Then they resell it at a reduced price. So it is available. Plus, as I said, and the term virgin R22 means R22 fresh in the can, first time through. There are warehouses full of pallets of R22 cans.
They've known it's been coming for a
they
long time.
They have known for, and they've
There's
been storing
thousands of millions yes. of these equipment out yes. there on the market, so they've been warehousing for it.
Absolutely. So will it be here? Absolutely. Will the price maybe get a little up there? Yeah. Possibly.
Not to the tune of replacing a brand new unit.
No, it should not be used as leverage. Now, there's kind of a rule of thumb in the industry. We kind of go along with that rule, which is, and I don't even know if I made it up, and now I'm attributed to the industry. But if you got an R22 system, fix anything except a compressor or a leak. An R22 system, when you burn a system up, a compressor goes out, and you got to replenish all that refrigerant and flush the system out, a new dryer, new compressor, new all of that, you've made about a 50% pay on a new air conditioner. And that's a crying shame, but it's also true. So with an R22 system with a leak, you can do a $200 leak replacement, and you got $1,000 worth of refrigerant going back into it. And if it leaks once, it's going to leak again.
And so a new system, though, no new units have this R22.
No, everything now is R410, to the best of my knowledge. I said from the very get-go with R410, in the last few years, it's a boutique refrigerant. They're doing away with it. It's going to go away, too. The problem with R410 is all the manufacturers, by government edict, had to switch to it. And it is almost twice the pressure of R22, and all they changed was the metering device and the oil. Nothing else changed. It's not thicker copper. It's not heavier duty anything, and it's twice the pressure.
The government at work for you.
A camel is a horse built by government committee. You know, so that's exactly right. And that's what the deal is. And the very fact that that is an issue is just a shame. But the point is that if you have an R22 system and it works, in my humble opinion, you know, repair it until you have a leak or until you lose a compressor. Or if you have the money, and you're going to stay in the house a long time, replace the system. Put a much higher efficiency system than most of the 22s. About the highest of the 22 systems out there right now. I think there were some 18 SEER R22 units, but they're kind of fading away now, and they're getting old. And when you replace them, you know, there you go. But still, if you can upgrade your efficiency and do it in a reasonable price package, sometimes that's a pretty good idea, especially if you're going to be in the house. It's like the variable speed compressor systems. If you're going to be in the house 4 or 5 years, that's a lot of money to spend. If you're going to be in the house 5, 10, 15, 18 years, it's cheap money. It becomes a money printing machine at about the 7th year. They're amazing. Those variable speed compressor systems are just amazing. I love them.
And you had even mentioned that for R22 units, there's a new refrigerant that can operate in replacement of R22. Mm-hmm. So in the case that, you know, way down the line when we've used and reused it all and there's no more left, there's even another product that can be put in there.
There are a couple of drop-in refrigerants. They're not exactly drop-in. You got to vacuum the systems down, flush them out, and all that nonsense. But yes, you can put these refrigerants in an R22 system. But there are two out there right now. There's a new one out there made by Veritech. It is actually lower pressure than R22 and has a higher enthalpy, which means it can carry more heat away, which is what refrigerant does. It takes heat from one place to another. Well, this stuff has a high rate of that, a high absorption rate of heat, and it picks it up and gets rid of it easier, so your system is not working as hard. If you can lower the load on your machinery, it uses less electricity, it's less harm on the machine, it's less wear and tear. So you get longevity, you get lower operating costs, and all that.
And here's something that homeowners need to look out for. That magazine that you quoted is the Air Conditioning Heating Refrigerant News.
Yes.
What's that website on there? It is
www.acrnews.com.
Here is something that you need to look out for. There is a website, ACR-News, that states on there, as everyone's aware, less than 12 months, it will be unlawful to top off systems with Virgin R22.
That is not true.
So here, it might be.
No, it is not true. Well, that is totally wrong.
You go to contact ACR News, United Kingdom. This is a British website.
Well, golly gee, mate. Seriously? Let's go to the pub and have a spot.
With the way I've heard people advertise on the radio, I guarantee you somebody's using...
They're going to quote that.
...that it's in a different country. Doesn't even apply to U.S.
But they'll read it and call it law.
Yep.
Oh, man. Pardon me for jumping right... You know, you pull me in like the guppy I am. That just hurts my heart. I'll get over it.
Chuck Knight, Knight Air Conditioning. Thanks again. And the new number?
Is 602-440-4000. 440-4000.
All right. Well, y'all have a beautiful Arizona Saturday afternoon as we're coming up now. Wrapping up this Saturday's broadcast. We'll be back next Saturday, December 14th. In the meantime, between now and then, if you have a question on your home, castle, or cabin, the number works. We forward that to our office. That is our office number. We answer it all week long, or Rosie on the house.com.